Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Essential Guide to Raising Complex Kids with ADHD, Anxiety, and More. What parents and teachers really need to know to empower complicated kids with confidence and calm. By Elaine Taylor Klaus, PCC, CPCC. Narrated by Bex Taylor Klaus. Publisher's note. This audiobook includes bonus material. Please visit Tantor.com and type The Essential Guide to Raising Complex Kids with ADHD, Anxiety, and More into the search box. Follow the link to the book's page. Then, under the Supplemental Content section, please enter the access code ADHD and then click the Unlock button to access the bonus material. The code should be entered in all lowercase letters. All figures, illustrations, tables, and charts referenced in this audiobook can be found in the bonus material. Foreword. The situation doesn't call for blame or punishment. It calls for understanding and compassion. Thich Nhat Hanh. Full disclosure. I've known Elaine Taylor Klaus for years, and I like and respect her very much. So I was not impartial when I opened the pages of this book. I really wanted to like what I read. After all, having agreed to write this foreword, it would have been awkward to have to find an excuse not to write it. To my delight, the book proved to be even better than I hoped it would be, at least in my estimation, that is. I don't know about your estimation, of course, because I don't know you. But since you picked up this book, maybe even bought it, I can make a pretty good guess as to who you are. Likely, you're a mom. Maybe a dad, but more moms read books like this than dads, which is too bad. Not that moms read them, of course, but that more dads don't. And likely, you have at least one child you're worried about and want to understand better, as well as better serve. Of course, you might also be a teacher. I love teachers. My dad was a grade school teacher, and teachers saved my life all along the way. So if you're a teacher, here's a huge thank you from me. You might be a grandparent. A close male friend of mine recently told me, being a grandparent is the only part of life that isn't overrated. I'm not a grandparent yet, but I look forward to being one someday. You might be a parent in the making, or a sibling of a complex kid. Or maybe you were once a complex kid yourself. Who knows, you might just be someone who picked up this book by chance in a waiting room in Kansas. But whoever and wherever you are, read on. This is a book that emerges triumphantly and with dignity out of suffering. Elaine has done the hard part. With a glimmer of hope following a difficult decade of parenting, she had what she calls her Scarlett O'Hara moment while sitting by herself on a cabin porch in the woods. She stood up, shook her fist at the sky, and said to herself, "As God is my witness, no parent should ever have to go through alone what I did those first 10 years. With this book, she makes good on her promise. The ideas and methods she developed and describes in this book are what she needed to know, and I suspect they're what you need to know too. I watched this book grow over years. Elaine took great care to get it all right. She put in the sweat and tears required to make a book good. Books don't just happen, especially if you write them yourself. I know, having written quite a few. They grow fitfully, have to be trimmed and cut, fed and watered, fertilized, and let lie fallow until finally, if you're lucky, the moment of harvest arrives. Elaine has harvested a magnificent book, chock full of practical ideas and solutions, teeming with hard-earned nuggets of wisdom. Always a friend to the reader, but never a lecturer or preacher. This book will live for many years to come, helping all who read it and sparing those who do, as well as those they love and care for, the unnecessary suffering that lack of understanding, knowledge, and skill always inflict. So, reader, relish and enjoy. Take the knowledge and wisdom in these pages, so engagingly presented, and incorporate them into your daily life. Practice the principles, share with others the same, and watch your world and the world of all you touch, from your own children outward, bask in the benefits and grow strong. Edward Hallowell, M.D., author of Driven to Distraction and The Childhood Roots of Adult Happiness. Cheat Sheet, an introduction for busy parents and professionals. If, however, we are preoccupied with the fear and despair in us, we can't help remove the suffering of others. Thich Nhat Hanh. You are not alone. On the surface, the first decade of my adult family life looked ideal. A loving marriage, 3 bright, beautiful children, a nice home, a strong community, good friends, and a close family. If Facebook had been around back then, it would have appeared picture perfect to the outside world. On the inside, things always felt on the verge of collapse. My loving, playful husband was inattentive to the family, hyper-focused on his business to an unhealthy extent. My children were missing typical milestones, basic scissor use at age 3, introductory reading at age 5, and every teacher conference was a potential minefield. My friends gave me guilt-inducing advice starting with, "If you would just," without understanding the challenges I was facing. Frankly, neither did I. When my youngest child was recommended for evaluation at the ripe old age of 4, his older siblings were already being treated for multiple issues. I wondered, is my husband really responsible for all of this neurology? I asked my child's psychiatrist if I might have issues that would explain why I was struggling too. She said, "No, honey, you're just a mom." Being just a mom to complex kids turned out to be the most difficult job of my life. Nothing I had ever done or learned prepared me for the challenges. Lives filled with therapists, specialists, tutors, school accommodations, special education programs, and so much more. I spent the first decade of parenthood fumbling through the darkness, isolated and alone, despite being in a loving marriage. Around age 40, I finally had myself evaluated and discovered undiagnosed learning and attention issues. Suddenly, my whole life made sense. Surrounded by loving family and friends and supportive schools and providers, I had spent more than a decade lost, scared, and confused, alternating between denial and decisive action. I tackled the problems, but never really understood the big picture of what it meant to be raising complex kids. As pieces slowly fell into place, propelled by nutritional changes and the addition of coaching for me, life began to transform for the whole family. And then I had my Scarlett O'Hara moment. I was camping, alone on a cabin porch, marveling at how things had improved in such a short time. I looked up at the sky, raised my fist, and said aloud to myself, "As God is my witness, no parent should ever have to go through alone what I did those first 10 years. In time, I realized a deeper truth. No parent or child should ever have to go through what my kids and I did those first 10 years, or what my husband faced in his childhood and into adulthood, or what I, my siblings, or my friends did. Something had to change for all of us. As you no doubt already know, parenting complex kids is not for the faint of heart. Frankly, being a complex kid is no picnic either. But it doesn't have to be so isolating, overwhelming, confusing, or scary. We can't eliminate our kids' complex issues, though heaven knows I tried. But I am here to tell you this. We can damn sure help them learn to manage their issues. We are more the same than we are different. Every week, parents I've never spoken with before open their hearts to me. They are the parents of all kinds of complex kids of all ages, from all over the world. They call or video chat me for sanity sessions. I listen, hear their stories, acknowledge their experiences, and let them know how we can help them help their kids or refer them to someone who can. I love this part of my work, and I take my responsibility seriously. Their kids are complicated, struggling to hit typical milestones in life and in learning. Many parents have never had a chance to tell their story, or they feel like no one in their lives wants to listen. They describe the wide array of challenges their kids are facing, such as ADHD, anxiety, learning disabilities, depression, ODD, autism, and so much more. And they share frustrations and fears that their kids will not lead independent, successful, or fulfilling lives. Parents confide in me. They know there's more they could be doing if only they knew how. Sometimes they don't like their kids or don't enjoy parenting. They've already done so much to support their child, and it has cost them dearly, both financially and emotionally. And, heartbroken, they tell me that nothing seems to have made much of a difference up until now. And you know what? No matter how old the parents or grandparents are, how old their kids, where they live in the world, their level of education, or their socioeconomic condition, truly, no matter how different they are from each other, they have more in common than all of their differences combined. Sometimes, they all feel isolated and judged. Frustrated by tension in the family or worried for their child's future, they tend to want the same things besides asking me to come live in their house for a few months. They want a sense of peace and confidence, to improve their family's relationships, and to know that their kid is going to be okay. They want a clear path, a how-to manual, so they can do the best job possible as parents. This book is designed to be that interactive how-to manual. It's for parents of complex kids and the professionals serving their families. It doesn't delve into extensive details about any particular childhood condition per se. Instead, it fills the gaps, offering a playbook for any adult looking to support the complex kids who need their care. Drawing from the foundational principles of professional coaching and change management, we will explore the steps of the Impact Model, which I developed together with my business partner in Impact Parents, Diane Dempster. With this simple and profoundly effective approach to problem solving, you'll immediately apply key concepts and fundamental strategies to daily life, ultimately creating lasting change. Before you know it, you'll be parenting or teaching like a coach and rediscovering the joy of raising complex kids. Do you have to listen to the whole book? This book walks you through a simple method for parent management in a way that's easy to process and remember, weaving essential concepts and strategies into every section. The short, digestible sections make it easy to process. I'd like you to start from the beginning and listen to the end, because you'll uncover something new and immediately useful with a turn of every page. But realistically, it's highly unlikely that everyone will listen to the book from start to finish. I don't take that personally. How you use this book, as with everything in life, is up to you. Just as there's no one way to raise a complex kid, there's no one way to listen to this book. Certainly, you'll get the most out of it if you listen to it all the way through, but I want to give you permission to listen to it how it serves you best. How you process information, how you invest your time, how worried you are, your intentions, your motivation, and your follow-through will determine how you use this book. Maybe you will start from the beginning and find immense value, then perhaps get distracted as your life starts to improve. Start with a chapter that appeals to you and seems like a quick fix or an easy win. Start with quotes, images, or subheadings. Just listen to the strategies section in each chapter. Listen to the whole thing. So, let me offer you a little cheat sheet highlighting what sections or chapters will provide, so you can identify what's most important for you. As you decide what to listen to, you'll practice the Impact Action Model. 1. Decide what's important. 2. Gather information. 3. Set a plan. 4. Take action. 5. Expect changes to the plan, modify it, and then try again. 6. Take care of yourself in the process. Sound like a recipe for managing life? The three parts of the book. Part 1, chapters 1 through 4, covers your role in handling key issues facing your kids so you can guide them on their path to independence. Whether your child has brain-based issues such as ADHD, anxiety, learning disabilities, sensory processing, oppositional defiant disorder, ODD, autism, bipolar, attachment, depression, Tourette syndrome, etc., or metabolic issues, such as juvenile diabetes, celiac disease, food allergies, etc. They are complex because of a chronic medical condition, or several. Children need to learn to manage for themselves in order to ultimately be successful in life. Part 2, chapters 5 through 10, explains how to use each step of the impact model in real life with specific examples and strategies. Chapters 6, 7, and 8 differentiate this method from other parenting paradigms. Part 3, chapters 11 and 12, provides a guide to taking action, evaluating, and modifying. It's unreasonable to expect that everything you try will work right away, so you'll learn strategies to tweak efforts and improve outcomes. The sections of each chapter. Storytelling. Although this quick story may not describe your particular experience, it captures the essence of something familiar, providing a foundational framework for the chapter. Stating the problem. Getting clear on the problem you're trying to solve is an often overlooked but essential component of problem solving and creating lasting change. Coach's reframe. A coaching perspective for each problem reveals new possibilities for action. Changing perspectives influences outcomes. Recommended strategy. Based on the problem and the reframe, this is a tangible strategy to implement immediately. Say no. You can let go of old ideas, patterns, or behaviors to improve the effectiveness of the strategy. Say yes. You can add to or keep in your repertoire to enhance effectiveness and set yourself up for success. Self-talk for self-care. Helpful, encouraging mindsets to improve self-care instead of adding to your to-do list. Questions for self-discovery. I strongly encourage you to start a journal so these powerful questions can extend and guide your self-discovery long after you close the book. Taking a stand for your self-care. Imagine this. You're rafting down a river with your family when a section of whitewater rapids throws you into the water. There's no time for panic. You've got to hustle. Your kids need you in the boat. Besides, it's cold and dangerous in the water. The sooner you get back onto the raft, the better. You reach out your hand so the rafting guide can pull you back on board. Or do you? As parents, when something throws us off balance, we have a strange tendency to resist help that gets us back on track. It's as if we're so concerned about our kids staying on the boat that we don't take the hand that's offered to us. Instead, we stay in the river, barely treading water behind the raft, which will do nothing to help our kids dodge the next set of rapids downstream. We've got to prioritize taking care of ourselves and accepting the help we need, so we're not left watching helplessly as our kids float out of our reach. A word about language. Language can be a powerful tool for effective communication. It can also be used or perceived as a weapon of destruction. Sometimes the difference between the two is a thin line. Throughout this book, I'll be very specific about language. Sometimes I'll suggest how you might say things to make it easier for kids or co-parents or teachers to hear. I'll caution about certain words or expressions that tend to trigger defensive reactions. I'll raise your awareness of the power of words and tone, encouraging you to use them to build connection in your most precious, important relationships. I'll warn of the unintended impact you can have when you don't think carefully about what you say and how you say it. Gender-inclusive pronouns. As our kids mature, they continue to ask new things of us as parents. In 2018, my eldest came out as non-binary and asked me to start using the gender-inclusive pronoun they. To be candid, as a writer, I found the language awkward, so it's been a difficult transition. Mostly, I'm just not accustomed to it yet. To honor my child's shift in pronouns and to practice so it becomes more natural, I use the singular they more often than the traditional he or she throughout this book. I hope you'll grant me some grace as I make the effort to meet my kid where they are. I'm committed to staying with it until I am as comfortable with it as their generation thankfully seems to be. Who is this book really for? Although the stories and examples are generally directed to parents, the methodology is every bit as instructive for other professionals who work with students and their families, including teachers, tutors, therapists, counselors, clinical providers, and in-home behaviorists. Any adult can use a coach approach to enroll young people to take ownership of their lives. Finally, this book is also relevant for adults who are facing challenging conditions themselves. Many of us never learn to understand and manage anxiety, ADHD, or whatever else makes life difficult as adults. So, almost everything offered in this book is equally applicable to adults. If you want to embrace your unique complications in life and learn to become your best self, you can use this method to manage yourself, too. It works for me, my husband, my young adult kids, and thousands of our members and clients around the globe every day. Questions for self-discovery. What do you hope this book will help you achieve? Which parts interest you? Which chapters? Which sections in each chapter appeal to you most? What's important about changing your language and your tone? How do you resist taking care of yourself? Who do you want to help by listening to this book? Hint, this could be a trick question. Part 1, Turning Chaos into Calm, Embracing a Family Life That's Perfectly Imperfect. Do you have a complex kid? Most parents weather occasional storms. That's life, after all. But with complex children, kids who struggle with life or learning, it can feel like we are living in a constant state of high alert, with a hurricane threatening to move in at any moment. It's deceptive. The skies appear sunny and blue, but you see that gray cloud looming, closer than you'd like, and you never know when it's going to swoop in and rain on your parade. You never know when your child's challenges are going to hijack family life. If you're often walking on eggshells or waiting for the other shoe to drop, then you, like me, might have complex kids. Are you concerned your child is lazy or disrespectful? Do you feel helpless watching your child suffer? Does your kid lash out in ugly ways only to apologize later with deep regret? Does your child struggle to make and keep friends? Are sibling squabbles much worse than you ever imagined? Does your smart kid think they're stupid and struggle in school? Do you regularly disagree with your co-parent about how to help your kid? Are you convinced something's going on, but your child hasn't been assessed? Has your child been diagnosed with a chronic condition? Maybe your child's been diagnosed with ADHD, learning disabilities, anxiety, depression, autism, sensory processing, food allergies, or something related. Maybe not. Chances are, there's a reason for their difficult behavior. If you feel like you just don't know how to help your child, or you've tried everything and nothing works, then you are in the right place. The first part of this book will demystify what's really involved with parenting a complex kiddo. So, I want to invite you to take a deep breath and let it out really slowly. And again, lengthen your exhale. Now, let's begin. If you feel like you just don't know how to help your child, or if you've tried everything and nothing works, then you are in the right place. Sarah's story. Sarah wanted nothing more than to have a family, and it didn't happen as easily as she expected. She and her spouse, Jake, were grateful beyond measure for two healthy children, so it took several years for her to admit that there was trouble in paradise. By age 8, their oldest child was quirky and emotionally sensitive, and their 5-year-old was following a similar path, possibly mirroring her brother. Concerned, Sarah spent considerable time searching for help. Jake thought Sarah was overreacting, coddling their kids and being too soft. They had very different approaches to the situation, and their marriage was experiencing a friction they never expected. The more Sarah sought help, the greater Jake's insistence on using a firmer hand. Sarah's resentment grew. She desperately wanted them to be on the same page, but couldn't see a path to that happening. Bottom line, it took several years for Sarah to admit that there was trouble in paradise. Chapter 1. This kid is really smart, but... 6 challenge areas for families with complex kids. Some of the situations and accidents that cause us the greatest suffering, when seen objectively, do not look very big. But because we don't know how to manage them, they feel enormous. Thich Nhat Hanh. 6 key challenge areas. Your child is struggling, and so are you. The problems you encounter every day are staggering. The stories range from comical to terrifying, and the challenges you face affect every aspect of family life. In the creation of ImpactParents.com, Diane and I have found it helpful to categorize this wide range of challenges into 6 key areas. Families can be impacted in one area, a few, or all 6. Consider the idea of each category to get a sense of whether it's a familiar challenge for your family. Challenge Area 1, Emotion Management. Whether our kids are quick to anger, painfully shy, surprisingly silly, rule-following and serious, quick to brush things off, or given to taking things personally, they may be struggling with emotional management. Maybe their highs are higher and their lows are lower than their typical peers. Maybe they fly off the handle when things don't go their way or when they hear the word no. Or maybe they can't handle it when others don't follow the rules. Regardless, they struggle with emotional self-regulation. Challenge Area 2, Organization. Your child leaves a trail behind them but doesn't seem to notice. They don't put things away and are oblivious to clutter. They struggle with planning, prioritizing, time management, and/or procrastination. Their room is a wreck. Their backpack is overflowing. They don't follow directions well and are constantly losing or forgetting things. They struggle to manage possessions and to take care of their responsibilities. Challenge Area 3, Home/School. Your child is intelligent, maybe even gifted, but still struggles with school. They're not reaching their potential, despite all efforts to help them get organized. School reports consistently say they could do better if only they would just try harder, pay attention, apply themselves, or turn in their work. As if that were easy. They may do homework but forget to turn it in, or they may forget or actually do the wrong assignments. They avoid getting started, ask for last-minute help, or dread projects. They struggle to manage what's expected of them. Challenge Area 4, Logistics. Mornings, weekday afternoons, weekends, bedtime, and sometimes school breaks are harder than you think they should be. Basic routines seem impossible to do consistently. Your child requires constant reminders to stay on task or do anything. Despite frequent reminders, they don't think sequentially or remember to use systems you've created. Getting them off technology is impossible, and reward systems rarely work for long, if at all. Your child struggles to use simple processes to help life run more smoothly. Challenge Area 5, Relationships. Tensions are high at home, and explosions are not uncommon from kids or parents. You worry your child doesn't know how to make or keep friends. They may have a hard time relating to family members who don't understand them. You disagree with your co-parent about how best to support your child, and maybe your marriage suffers under the pressure. Babysitters can't handle your kids. You love your kids, but sometimes you or your spouse check out because you don't feel connected. Your child struggles with relationships. Challenge Area 6. Impact on the family, parents or siblings. This is not what you expected when you became a parent, and you keep waiting for things to get better. Who thought parenting would be this hard? You feel frustrated, disappointed, sad, embarrassed, guilty, and/or aggravated. You are exhausted. Sometimes you don't want to go home. You have so much to be grateful for, yet sometimes your guilty secret is that you want it all to go away. You're struggling with raising a complex child.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?